everyone. Hope everyone's having a great day. So I wanted to give you a little bit of background information about me. My name is Sharon Lacouture. I live on Cape Cod in Massachusetts. I am 60 years old. My birthday was in June. And I was born in 1959. I was not born a child of privilege, but had a somewhat privileged life, being born with blonde hair and blue eyes. And I didn't realize that I got special treatment until I was about 15 or so. And I realized that other kids, kids with brown skin, kids with black skin, weren't treated the same. And it really bothered me. And at the time, my dad was like Archie Bunker. We were not allowed to have black or Hispanic or Asian friends. We were not allowed to bring them to our house. We couldn't go to their houses. We could not play with them after school. Well, nothing. And I have four older sisters. I'm the youngest of five girls with two younger brothers. And my oldest sister one day brought home an Asian guy that she was dating, and my dad flipped. And my middle sister, Carol, one day, my parents knew that she was dating a guy. They don't really knew his name. They hadn't ever met him. And she came home and announced that she was getting married. And we were all so excited. So they made plans to have her boyfriend, Thomas, come over and have dinner with the family so everybody could meet him. Well, the day came, that car pulled up into the driveway, and that 6'3" young black man with an afro got out of that car. My dad's jaw dropped. My mom kind of went, "Oh, you must be Thomas." Introduced himself as Butch. Everybody called me Butch. Came in. He won my dad over in about 2 hours. He was a stonemason working with his father and his grandfather, learning family business. He was a musician. He played in a band. And he dearly loved my sister Carol. And my father gave his consent for them to get married. And after their marriage, my dad's views changed. I'm not really sure what happened. I don't know if somebody said something, if he had an epiphany, if God spoke to him, I don't know. But it was like suddenly okay to have black friends and Asian friends and Hispanic friends. And it didn't really seem to matter that we mingled with people that weren't just white. And I didn't know what racism was until I got older. And I ended up adopting my baby niece, who's mixed. She's black and African American and white. My sister was a drug addict and alcoholic, and child was taken from her, and I ended up adopting my niece, who's now my daughter, and she's 28. And she and her two children live with me. But I never really understood racism until I saw it firsthand directed at me and my daughter when we were shopping one day when she was little, and I got this look from a woman, a white woman, in the supermarket, and I looked at her like, "What's your problem?" And she gave me crap for, you know, well, obviously you had sex with a black man at least once. And I just looked right at her face and I said, "Have you ever heard of adoption?" And it shut her right down. But it's like people are so close-minded and so judgmental, and we are all the same on the inside. The only thing that's different is the color of our skin. And what if we were bigoted against people who had green eyes? And if you were born with green eyes, God forbid, cover those things, wear sunglasses, get an eye transplant, I don't know. It just makes no sense to me that because of the color, it's like the Hulus and the Tutsis in Rwanda. Thousands and thousands and tens of thousands of people were murdered, chopped to death with machetes, raped in front of their children, beheaded because of the width of their noses. How ridiculous is that? How ridiculous is that? I pray to God, I pray to God every day that we can stop racism, not even just in the United States, but worldwide. It is just, it's such a waste of time and energy. And we put so much into it. We as a culture, as a society, put so much energy into hate. And if we took all that energy and we put it into love, I can only imagine where we would be now as a nation. It would be a hell of a lot better than where we're at now. I'm sure you agree. All right. Peace and love. Peace and love. Bye for now. Talk to y'all later.